This is VOA News, the remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories related to the global coronavirus pandemic. The World Health Organization-led team investigating the origins of COVID-19 in China visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan. It's where some of the early coronavirus patients were treated. The visit is part of a discovery mission that has been tightly controlled by the Chinese hosts. On its second day, after 2 weeks in quarantine, the team went to the hospital where doctors had collected samples from patients suffering from an unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Johnson & Johnson says that its single-dose vaccine was 66% effective in preventing COVID-19 in a large global trial against multiple variants. In the trial of nearly 44,000 volunteers, the level of protection against moderate and severe COVID-19 varied from 72% in the United States to 66% in Latin America and just 57% in South Africa, from where a worrying variant has spread. Novavax, another drug maker, expects to produce up to 150 million COVID-19 vaccine doses monthly by May or June, its chief executive told Reuters, after reporting data that showed it shot to be 89% effective in a UK trial. The company's CEO said Novavax expects to complete the clinical trial for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine in the next few weeks, but is already working on manufacturing to be able to reach full production capacity very quickly. And Taiwan's government on Saturday reported the island's first death from COVID-19 since May as it battles a small and unusual outbreak of locally transmitted cases. The victim was a woman in her 80s with underlying health conditions. This is VOA News. And now for some other news-making headlines today. Indian farmers began a one-day hunger strike Saturday in protest against new agriculture laws. The strike follows a week of clashes with authorities that left one dead and hundreds injured. Tens of thousands of farmers have been camped at protest sites on the outskirts of the capital, New Delhi, for over 2 months. They are angry at what they see as laws benefiting large private buyers at the expense of producers. Myanmar's military on Saturday said it would protect and abide by the country's constitution and act according to law amid concerns in the country that the armed forces might attempt to seize power. In an official statement, the military said recent remarks by its top general about abolishing the constitution were misinterpreted by media and some other organizations. The United Arab Emirates has adopted amendments that would allow the Gulf state to grant citizenship to investors and other professionals, including scientists, doctors, and their families, the government said on Saturday. And in the Central African Republic, more than 200,000 people have fled fighting in the CAR since violence erupted over a December election result. That's what the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is saying. Nearly half are crossing or have crossed into the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC. The CAR army, which is backed by the UN and Russian and Rwandan troops, has been battling rebels seeking to overturn a December 27th vote in which President Faustin Archange Touadera was declared the winner. The nation of nearly 5 million people is rich in diamonds, timber, and gold, but has struggled to find stability since a 2013 rebellion ousted former President Francois Bozize. The current fighting between a coalition of militias on one side and the National Army and its backers on the other was sparked by a constitutional court decision to bar Bozize's candidacy in the December 27th presidential election. Russia and Turkey opened a joint center on Saturday to observe a ceasefire in Nagorno-Karabakh. It was agreed on following a flare-up in the conflict in the region last year. This report comes from Azerbaijan's defense ministry. They were speaking on Saturday. The center was officially opened in the Agdam region of Azerbaijan. It will be staffed by up to 60 servicemen each from Turkey and from Russia, the defense ministry added in a statement. After 6 weeks of fighting, Azerbaijan and Armenia signed a Russian-brokered ceasefire for the enclave. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.